There's a running joke in Hawaii's political circles that to run a successful campaign for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, you need a last name that starts with an A. Ahuisa, Akana, Akina, those are all last names of current OHA trustees.
They weren't even joking. They said, Esther, why don't you just cut off the kia and put aina? And I was offended.
No official research has been conducted on the matter, but with less than 2 weeks left before the general election, Esther Kia'aina has been trying everything to get her alphabetically disadvantaged name out in hopes of securing the O'ahu seat on the OHA Board of Trustees.
Aloha, Malia. This is Esther Kia'aina.
Today, it's phone banking. Kia'aina and a dozen or so family members, friends, and supporters spent the afternoon in Kailua making calls and sending text messages.
I know I can count on your support, but I was hoping that you could also call your family and friends to just get out the word to vote for me.
Kia'aina has worked for more than 25 years in public service at the local and federal level. She's had her name on major legislation like the 1993 Apology Resolution and a recent federal rule providing a process for Native Hawaiian self-determination.
I have to be proud of my last name, and I'd like to think that over time, people will get to know me.
But in a statewide election that continues to garner the most blank votes and the least voter attention, her merit is up against one of the most widely recognized Hawaiian names in politics. And it starts with an A.
Aloha, my name is Kalea'akaka, and I humbly and kindly ask for your vote.
Kalea'akaka is the granddaughter of the late U.S. Senator Daniel Akaka, whom Kia'aina worked for in Washington, D.C. in the 90s. The 35-year-old Kamehameha Schools employee beat Kia'aina in the primaries by more than 5,000 votes, and she hopes to do it again.
What I'll bring is that, yeah, that sense of style of aloha, doing things with aloha, because that is what you get with our Akaka Ohana.
I met Akaka in the bustling Kevalo Basin parking lot as she prepared to participate in the annual Aloha Festival's parade. She's not here to campaign, but it wasn't long before.
Akaka! So if you know...
She's here to support her father, Danny Kaniela Akaka Jr., this year's inductee into the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame. She's been tasked with driving him through this parade.
Yes, we're very ohana geared here. Everything ohana.
And ohana means votes, at least in this ohana. Akaka admits her grandfather's legacy played a role in her primary win. But instead of feeling discouraged that voters may not be paying attention to her own merit or platform, she's embraced it as a possible stepping stone to elected office. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.